Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are finishing off the 15th parak of Maseches Shabbos at Parak Tes Vav Mishnah Gimel, and then we're going to start the 16th parak of Maseches Shabbos with Parak Tes Zayin Mishnah Aleph. From this Mishnah to the end of Maseches Shabbos, the main subject that's going to be discussed are various rabbinic prohibitions, various isurim on a Midir Rabbanon level. Now, in connection with the previous Mishnah, Parak Tes Vav Mishnah Beis, which mentioned how a person ties some types of clothing, this Mishnah here, Parak Tes Vav Mishnah Gimel, is going to discuss the idea of folding clothing on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Mikaplin es hakelim afilu arba v'chamisha pamim. A person's allowed to fold clothing on Shabbos even 4 or 5 times, so that they will not become wrinkled and will be fit to be worn again on that particular Shabbos. Now the Gemara says in Maseches Shabbos that in most cases, the reason why folding clothing is generally not permitted on Shabbos, it is because it resembles the Isser Midda Araisa, the Torah prohibition of Shabbos, of being misakein something, of repairing something, of fixing something, and that's what it looks like you're doing when you're folding clothing. That being said, we should just know that it is allowed, as the Bartanura points out, to fold clothing only if all of the following conditions are met. Condition number one is that one person has to be the one folding the garment and not two, because two people are going to stretch the cloth and smooth out all of the wrinkles. The second condition that needs to be met in order for you to be allowed to fold clothing on Shabbos is that the garment must be new. Right? It can't be something, as the Shulchan Aruch paskins, it has to be something that has not yet been laundered, because a new garment is stiffer than an old one and does not get as wrinkled in the first place. The third condition that must be met is that the garment must be white and not colored, because the folding of a colored garment improves its appearance to a greater extent. And the final condition that the Bartanura points out that allows a person to fold something on Shabbos is one has nothing else to wear, right? It has to be that it's a situation where you need to fold this clothing now, so you'll have neat clothing to wear in honor of Shabbos. Still, for the kavod, for the honor of Shabbos, you need clothing. But certainly, if you just want to fold it for after Shabbos, that you can't do, because that's hachana, that's preparation for after Shabbos. It has to be something that you need to be worn on, that needs to be worn on Shabbos itself. Continuing in the Mishnah, Matzian esamato esamitos milele Shabbos leShabbos. A person's allowed to make beds after sleeping in them on Friday night, in order to prepare them to be slept in again on Shabbos itself. Avalomi Shabbos lemotzei Shabbos. But certainly you can't fold clothes or make beds on Shabbos for use after Shabbos, because it's usur, it's forbidden to make preparations on Shabbos for another day. Again, that's the prohibition of hachana, of preparation, which you can't do from Shabbos until motzei Shabbos, until Saturday night. Now the Mishnah is going to discuss the halacha for folding clothing and making beds on Yom Kippur that falls on a Friday. Can you prepare from Yom Kippur to Shabbos? Because you can, certainly can prepare from Shabbos to Motzei Shabbos. What about Yom Kippur to Shabbos itself? Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel, Omer Rabbi Shmuel says, Mekaplen es hakelim umatzien es hamitos miyom kippurim l'Shabbos. The person is allowed, says Rabbi Shmuel, to fold clothes and make a bed on Yom Kippur that falls on a Friday for use on Shabbos, because Yom Kippur is a weekday in relation to Shabbos, meaning to say that Yom Kippur possesses less holiness, possesses less kedusha, possesses less sanctity than Shabbos itself, and therefore a person's allowed, according to Rabbi Shmuel, to make preparations on Yom Kippur for Shabbos itself. Now, Rabbi Shmuel now going to continue with another example of this rule that Yom Kippur is less holy than Shabbos. The law is, the halacha is, of the when it comes to the avodah, the service in the Beis HaMikdash, that the fats of an offering, the fats of a korban, may be burnt on the mizbeach even during the night that follows the day in which the offering was brought. However, the fats of a Friday offering may not be burnt on Friday night, meaning it cannot be burnt on Shabbos, because it is usur, it is prohibited to desecrate Shabbos, to violate Shabbos, to bring a carbon on Shabbos, for a carbon that was brought on a day of lesser sanctity, of lesser kedusha. Similarly, the fats of a carbon brought the day before Yom Kippur may not be offered that night on Yom Kippur, because again, the day before Yom Kippur, the Erev Yom Kippur, is less holy than Yom Kippur itself. Rabbi Shmuel's next statement, therefore, is going to deal with a situation where Yom Kippur falls on Sunday. So you have Friday, Shabbos, and then Sunday is Yom Kippur. So what's the halacha? Says the Mishnah, V'chel v'Shabbos kraven be Yom Kippur. And if Yom Kippur falls on a Sunday, then the fats of the carbon that was brought on Shabbos may be brought on the Mizbech after Shabbos, even though it is the night of Yom Kippur. Because again, according to Rabbi Yishmael, Shabbos has greater holiness than Yom Kippur itself. So you're allowed to bring the fats and bring the carbonos that were initially brought on Shabbos, you can bring them on Yom Kippur itself, because again, Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yishmael, happens to be holier than Yom Kippur itself. Now we're going to see we don't paskin this way, but that is the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. We do a paskin like Rabbi Akiva. What does Rabbi Akiva hold? Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Lo shall Shabbos crave be Yom Kippur. If Yom Kippur falls on a Sunday, the fat of the Shabbos karbanos may not be brought on the night of Yom Kippur. Velo shall Yom Kippurim crave be Shabbos. And if Yom Kippur falls on a Friday, the fat of the Yom Kippur carbonos may not be offered on the night of Shabbos, meaning on Friday night, because the Torah, according to Rabbi Akiva, and this is how we paskin, holds that both Shabbos and Yom Kippur have the same level of Kedusha, have the same level of holiness, and therefore you're not allowed to bring the fat of one on the other day. Continuing now with Perek Tezayin, Mishnah Aleph. Now the halacha is that when the fire breaks out, it is the natural, and this is really what the Chachamim were nervous about. The Chachamim were concerned that it is the natural instinct of people to put out the fire in order to save all of their possessions. Now we're not talking about a situation where your life is in danger. Certainly you're allowed to do anything on Shabbos to save your life. But we're concerned that if there's a fire that's going to destroy a person's possessions and not harm anyone physically, this wouldn't exactly apply nowadays when we assume that fires are pikuach nefesh, fires are putting people's lives in danger. But in the time of the Mishnah, it was concerned that when a fire breaks out, the person's simply going to worry about putting out the fire in order to save their possessions. Therefore, the rabbis were concerned that when a fire breaks out on Shabbos, people in their anxiety to save all of their possessions might forget the halachos of Shabbos and put out the fire again in order to save their possessions. And again, being mechabe, extinguishing a fire, is one of the lamites melachos, one of the 39 prohibited acts of work on Shabbos. The Chachamim therefore decreed that a person may not save his possessions from a fire on Shabbos, except for certain types of things, among which are the various books of the Torah, as we're going to learn in this mission. The mission is going to deal with the various halachos of saving these holy books from a fire. Says the Mishnah called Kisvei HaKodesh, all books of holiness, meaning the Torah, the Nevi'im, right? The Ksuvim involves Sefer Tehillim, the Chamesh Megillas, the five Megillas, and so on. Says the Mishnah, Matzilin Osan Mipnei Hadleika. All of these holy books are allowed to be saved from a fire on Shabbos. The assumption is that you're allowed to remove them from a burning house or courtyard in order to save them from being destroyed. Even though the Chacham prohibited saving general property from a fire on Shabbos, they permitted saving books of holiness because of their Kedusha, because of their holiness. And says the Mishnah, Bein Shekorim, ben whether there are books that would be read from on Shabbos publicly, such as the Torah or the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im are read generally as the Haftorahs. That's in terms of that. Uvein Shein Korn Ben, or whether they are books from which even individuals do not read them on Shabbos, such as Ksuvim. We're going to see in a moment why the books of Ksuvim, these the Chamesh Megillos, Sefer Tehillim, and so on, were generally speaking in the time of the Mishnah not allowed to be learned on Shabbos itself. Now, until this point in the Mishnah, we've been dealing with books of holiness that were written in the original Hebrew. The question is going to be, what if they're written in English? What if they're English Sfarim, English books? Says the Mishnah, Avaf al pi she Ksuvim b'chol lashon. However, even when they are written in any language, not Hebrew, so they may not be used, they may not be saved from a fire on Shabbos, to Unin Ganiza. They still require storing at other times, they may not simply be abandoned, but they must be put away in a safe place in order to prevent their desecration, in order to prevent their being destroyed. Now the Gemara actually points out that there's actually a chesure mechsuri, there's actually something missing, that really what the Mishnah should be saying is that all books of holiness may be saved from a fire on Shabbos, whether we read them, such as Nevi'im, or whether we do not read them, such as Ksuvim. But all three areas of Tanakh, Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, must be saved, and can be saved, certainly, when there's a fire on Shabbos. But when is this true? When they are written in Hebrew. However, when they are written in other languages, they may not be saved from a fire on Shabbos. That is what the Mishnah seems to be missing, based on the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos. Now the Mishnah is going to go on to explain why certain books of holiness are not read on Shabbos. It says the Mishnah, Mipnei Ma'ein Karn. Why would it be the Ksuvim was not allowed to be read on Shabbos, mipnei bitul beis hamedrash, because of a neglect of people learning, meaning to say, on Shabbos, there were shiurim that would be given for men who were generally busy during the week with work, and they weren't able to learn Torah during the week. And in these various classes, in these shiurim, they would be taught many halachos regarding life, of the living the life of a Jew. And therefore, the Chachamim prohibited people and didn't allow people to read the books of Ksuvim, which contain a lot of interesting stories and interesting things. We're concerned that people are going to become so fascinated by the stories and by the ideas in Ksuvim that they're not going to come to these shiurim, they're not going to come to these classes, and they're not going to learn about how to live the life of an everyday Jew. Now, returning back to the halachos of saving books on Shabbos, it says the Mishnah Matzilin Tik HaSefer Im HaSefer. Let us save the case of a Sefer Torah together with the Sefer Torah itself. V'tik HaTfilin Im HaTfilin. In a case of Tfilin, you could save together with the Tfilin and Sefer. Afal Pish Yesh Pesochan Mos. Even when there's money inside of them, as we know, money cannot be moved on Shabbos because it is considered to be Muktzah. However, if we were to require moving, as this is really what the Gemara explains, to require removing the Torah from the case and then putting it back in after the money was dumped out, much time would be lost, and the Sefer Torah or the Tefillin might be burned. Therefore, the Chum said that you're allowed to remove the money with the cases of the Sefer Torah. Continuing in the Mishnah, Ulehechan Matzilin, so to where may we save them, to what place may we transfer these holy books in order to save them? Lemavoy She'enem Efulash, to an alley that is not open, meaning to say, even to an alley that has walls on three sides, and the fourth side is closed by just one lechi, by just one post. Normally, as we're learning, Mzeches Erevin, in order to make an Erev, to allow you to go from a chatzer to an alleyway, you need to have an Erev chatzeros, which requires both like a doorpost, which requires a two posts and then one bar on top. So we're saying here that even if there's only one, you can still do it. We're not going to be strict because we want you to be able to save these Sfarim. However, Ben Beseira says, no, even to an open alley, that is even to an alley that is no post at all, even if there's not any Erev Chaseres whatsoever, then there too, you would be allowed to move them there, because again, we're going to be lenient, we're going to be Mekil, but as the Bartanura points out, the Halacha is not like the opinion of Ben Beseira. Quick review, Perek Tezva, Mishnah Gimel taught us that you're allowed to fold clothing even four or five times on Shabbos, so that they won't become wrinkled. Again, assuming that you need them on Shabbos itself. Same is true in terms of making beds from Shabbos to Shabbos, but certainly not from Shabbos to Motzei Shabbos. You can't prepare. Then we have the opinion of the discussion, what happens if Yom Kippur falls on Friday. So Rabbi Shmuel said that you're allowed to fold clothes and make beds on Yom Kippur. That falls on Friday for use on Shabbos, because Yom Kippur is a lower level of Shabbos. Then he applied the same thing in terms of if Yom Kippur falls on Sunday, that the fats of Shabbos, he allowed you to bring them on, that the fats of the Shabbos may be brought after Shabbos on Yom Kippur itself, because again, according to Rabbi Yishmael, Shabbos is on a higher level than Yom Kippur. Rabbi Kiva disagrees and says, no, you can't burn the fats of Shabbos on Yom Kippur. You can't burn the fats of the Karbanos on Yom Kippur on Shabbos, because according to Rabbi Akiva, and that's how we paskin, Yom Kippur and Shabbos have the same level of Kedusha, have the same level of holiness. And then Parak Tezayin Mishnah Aleph started discussing the situation where I have a fire in Shabbos, and we said that Kol Kisvah, that anything, any books of holiness, of scripture, of Kedusha that need to be saved, you're allowed to save them on Shabbos, even though you normally can't save your possessions from a fire on Shabbos, and you're allowed to save them from a fire, whether we read them, whether we don't read them. The Mishnah said that that's only true if they're written in Hebrew, not if they're written in any other language. Then the Mishnah digressed and said, why are there certain books that we don't read? So we said that you don't read generally the books of Ksuvim on Shabbos because of Bitl Beis HaMedrash, because people needed to come to the study hall, to the Beis HaMedrash, to learn Torah and to hear the Shiurim, the classes from the Rabbeim about life, about the halachas of daily living. And people were concerned that people are going to be fascinated by those stories and not come to those important classes. And the Mishnah concluded by saying that not only are you allowed to save the Sefer Torah and the books of holiness, but even their cases as well. Even if there's money inside of them, it'll take too long to take the money out of them, even though money is normally Muktzah on Shabbos. Then the Mishnah concluded by it with a discussion and a question regarding where you can save them. According to the Tanakhama, you can save them to an alley that is closed, that has walls on three sides, and the fourth side only has one lechi, has one post. Rebbe Beseira says, no, even if there's no lechi on the fourth side, it's fine. But again, we pass like the opinion of the Tanakhama in this regard. Have a great day.